League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number three, our third and final live right here on this Wednesday on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie. I am Ben. A jam-packed third and final hour for you here on this Wednesday. DRS, it's a big week on the PGA Tour. The guys make the trip across the pond. It's the Scottish Open, Lynx Golf, and everything that we get ready for in a British summer coming our way over in the UK. But it's not necessarily just that, as in Northern Ireland next week at Royal Portrush, we'll get ready for an Open Championship as well. So Keith Stewart will join us in just a little bit to talk about the Scottish Open. Pretty loaded field over there in Scotland and what he expects to learn this week that will set the stage for the fourth and final major championship of this year in men's golf coming our way next week. We'll have some guests to break down the MLB slate on this Wednesday. And of course, we'll talk a little bit of WNBA action on the money line, live bets and picks for another camp day in the W in the expected return of Caitlin Clark today at noon Eastern time in Indianapolis.
Yeah, every single game in the WNBA should be played in the afternoon in the summer. Everybody can watch. Everybody can enjoy. The ratings will be certainly fantastic. And it's nice to get an 11:30, 12:30, 3 o'clock game in the afternoon. Major League Baseball does it. It's a professional organization. Multiple game, every single. Usually the getaway days have like 6, 7, 8, 9 afternoon games. I love it. A couple times a week, the WNBA should be in the afternoon. It's the best way to approach that business here. So I do like that. But a lot of hot topics to get through in hour number three before I got to hit a solo mission today on a Wednesday on Moneyline. So dipping into that Major League Baseball card that has been so friendly to us the past couple days.
No doubt, DRS. And now let's hear from the people. Again, as golf turns its attention international the next few weeks, this week the Scottish Open, next week golf's oldest major, that would be the Open Championship over in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush. We wanted to hear from you. Where would you play golf if you could? Any spot in the world, where would it be? That was the question in Fade the Public. At Sports Grid on Twitter, where would you most like to play a round of golf? The three options we listed for you: Scotland, California, Australia, or other. That would be the old course at St. Andrews. That's a representation of mile 17 of the 17-mile drive in California at Pebble Beach. And while we're at it, hey, Royal Melbourne Golf Club in Australia as well. Do we have any pictures of New Jersey golf? Is the way that Donnie Wrightside voted in this Fade the Public poll, going with other and then writing in New Jersey. So, DRS, I assume that's the way you voted in this Fade the Public poll.
Absolutely, I voted that way. I sit right now 8 miles away from the number one golf course in the world, Pine Valley. No doubt. That's why I voted New Jersey at this point. I didn't vote because, you know, Trump National and Pine Hill or Bedminster or wherever it is, or Baltusrol up there. It's Pine Valley, the number one golf course in the world, which would be doesn't look like a lot of fun to play, to be honest, even when I was back playing my game at that point. But that's why I wanted to give New Jersey a little bit of love. But if we are looking at the poll itself, let's go over. Like Pebble Beach is fantastic. It's iconic. It's like the Masters Tour. Like, you see it so many times on TV. You just want to play a course or even just walk that golf course to see, wow, here's where the 18th is here. Here's some of the tough holes. Look at the backdrop of the golf course. It's fantastic, no doubt. Australia, I have no idea why it's on this poll right now, because nobody's going to Australia to play golf at any golf course anywhere. But the fact of the matter, we got 65% in Scotland. Let me tell you something about Ireland, Scotland, and the UK. Nobody wants to go there. You're forced to go there. Tell me why you would want to go play Scotland here, because you can play, hey, man, midsummer, it's 62 degrees and it's raining outside. Oh, that's the charm. Let's get a really hot beer at the bar because they don't believe in actually icing their beers down or keeping them cold. Let's go get a piece of meat. Hey, let me get a steak. Is this a steak or is this a mutton chop that you scraped off the road with your terrible food in Scotland? Who would want to go to Scotland to play golf here? Hey, how about this? Move that Scotland golf course to the United States. Yeah. Now we got a winner. Now we got a winner.
About 65% of this fade the public poll selecting Scotland. It's the way I voted as well. Over in Scotland, DRS, golf is incredibly accessible. It is also incredibly easy to play some of the best courses in the world, some of the most historic venues in this sport. Not as easy here in the United States with private courses and public tee times, very expensive, like at Pebble Beach, where you must stay on property and spend basically an entire life savings to play at Pebble. It's why I want to go to Scotland. In terms of those conditions, you are correct. Even in those summer months there on the Isles, it can be a little bit gloomy and rainy and frigid, but still, if you can get a glorious Scottish summer day like we see in that photo of the old course at St. Andrews, then it is certainly worth it. I have a dream of driving around Scotland and Ireland there in the United Kingdom, although Ireland not a part of the UK. We don't need to get into geopolitics at this moment, and just playing as many golf courses as possible in a 6, 7, 8 day run and capping off every day with a Guinness or some local ale. Because if you can't drink warm beer, you don't deserve the cold ones. I will say though, DRS, having visited London last spring, the filtration system is certainly on the up. It is becoming more of a thing that they have colder and colder beer. Just wanted to throw that out there, just so you know.
And by the way, you ever make the trip across there as well.
And for a guy that doesn't drink beer, not even really his concern, but just wanted to make sure you know.
Yeah, we are never making the trip over to the UK, Europe, or doing any of that. Like, your boy DRS is never going there. But having said that, too,
fair enough.
These golf courses, link style, they're next to like the ocean, the sea, as they like to say. Have you ever seen, do they even have beaches? Are you even allowed to swim? Is it cold enough to swim over, or warm enough to swim? Because they look like the worst beaches in the history of the world. Like, in New Jersey, we're miles away from some of the most pristine beaches on the East Coast or in the United States. Like, they look like you can only pick up a stick and throw it to your dog where he can go in the water. Like, do they even swim over there? Like, what's the enjoyment of Scotland other than going to a bar and getting hammered? What's the appeal?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't really know if you can really swim in the water there, I would assume, although it's probably cold. But everything is relative, right? Everything is context. Maybe for us, it's cold. For those Scots, it's a beautiful day on the beach. What's the appeal of anything except getting hammered? It's what they do in Scotland and Ireland, man. It's why they have to do what they have to do.
Family vacation to Scotland. What did you do? I drank a beer. I swatched the bagpipes. Now, after 12 hours, I'm ready to come home. There's nothing else to do there.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a pretty beautiful place with a lot of history and culture, if you ask me. And I think the idea of pub culture is super cool as well. So DRS very much fading the public. About 66% of the public saying they would prefer to play golf in Scotland, where the Scottish Open is this week. And oh, by the way, DRS, this week at the Scottish Open at the Renaissance Club over there in North Berwick, they have maybe taken a page from the WM Phoenix Open, that waste management, in the stadium hole, that par 3 16th. Because look what we have this week over there in North Berwick. We've got a stadium hole at the par 3 6th. And look at that beautiful landscape. Bright blue skies over there in Scotland at the Renaissance Club. What's not to love?
I do like a nice par three here with the stadium course. But by the way, getting back to the link style courses,
okay,
do they hire one guy to actually manage it in the entire country? And the goal is to burn the golf course out so it looks like your worst municipal golf course here in the U.S. But somehow that's charming. I love it, man. I'm beating on people today, man. Get in my way. Get a sock to the chops right here.
Yeah,
man.
You are.
That's what I'm doing today.
Commanders, jerseys, golf in Scotland, nothing.
Everybody. Kevin Walsh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live right here on this Wednesday on the early line on Sports Grid. Golf goes international and across the pond this week. The PGA Tour heads to the Scottish Open as we get ready for golf's fourth and final major next week. Golf's oldest major, the Open Championship in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush. So to get you set for everything over these next 2 weeks with an eye on the Scottish Open, our guy Keith Stewart is here on this Wednesday to break it all down. Keith, as always, we appreciate the time and thanks for being here.
Ben, Donnie, you know we love the PGA Tour, the Rocket, the John Deere, but come on, guys. It's time for some Scottish golf. I know in my heart that Donnie, he just loves the Lynx land over there and the look of that dried out playing surface.
Yes, he certainly does, Keith. Yeah. And as we get, go ahead, please, Donnie, go. If you want to rebuttal.
Because I don't like golf courses in Scotland, but I'm telling you right now, one of my favorite golf courses in New Jersey when I played, Scotland Run. So there is some little, there's a little handshake agreement between me and the people of Scotland that can get down there. Lynx golf is fantastic, by the way. If I had to play a regular golf course or a Lynx style golf course, I actually like the Lynx style golf course. So there's that.
Yeah, Donnie doesn't want to mess around with any trees. Keith, I don't know if you knew this about DRS before he gave it up. He was a stick. He was near a scratch golfer during the peak of his golfing abilities. I don't know if we can validate some of those numbers, but it's what Donnie has told me a time or two. All right, enough about Donnie's exploits on the golf course and the best in the world that head across the pond this week to the Scottish Open, the Renaissance Club in North Berwick. And Keith, as we get ready for a new form of golf that we will see over the next 2 weeks, and we see Lynx golf first in Scotland and then in Northern Ireland at the Open Championships, how does it differ than what we normally see here in the United States? And what is the key to having success when it comes to playing on the Lynx?
Ben, that's a great question. It's definitely something that people should be paying attention to as they're building out their lineup cards when it comes to the Scottish Open this week. You're going to see a lot more of the ground game. And what I mean by that is that guys are going to be hitting to targets that are far away from the pin, and they're going to have to accept the fact that, you know, maybe 20 or 10% of the shot is going to have to roll out in order to get it close, rather than the usual target golf that they're so used to over here. We got to start with the weather when it comes to North Berwick over there, right? We are on the Firth of Forth. We are right on the coastline, right next to Muirfield, right? It is windblown land. It has been dry over there. We're going to get a firm and fast test now. That being said, this week, the conditions look absolutely perfect for scoring. And in calm conditions, here at the Scottish Open, the average winning score has been around 18 under par. Now, we've been here six times, the Renaissance Club, and you'll love this, Ben. In those six trips, the first three times ended in a playoff. The last three were one-shot victories.
impressive stuff here. And by the way, I like the way this tournament sets up as well, Keith, because you have some big names, which we'll get to in just a few moments. But talk to me about some of the golfers, you know, stateside who really like to get out there and play the Scottish Open as that warm up before they take on the Open the next week.
Well, Donnie, 3 years ago, the Tour and the DP World Tour, which is now, you know, what we always knew as the European Tour, they went and they made it a co-sanctioned event. So as such, there's 156 players in the field. Top 65 in ties make the weekend. Now, I bring all this up because there's 84 players from the PGA Tour and there's 72 men from the DP World Tour. Now, if you look at it historically, since it became co-sanctioned, the guys that make the cut, around 70 guys that make the cut, 45% of them have been from the DP World Tour. So if you're playing daily fantasy or you're building out your betting card, you got to pay attention to that. We all have a domestic bias. I know we do. I don't go over there looking for haggis. I'm looking for McDonald's. I get it. But the point is that if you want to win money this week, you got to pay attention to these DP World Tour guys.
And yet, Keith, when we look at the odds board, of course, it is very familiar names and faces with the shortest prices. Scottie Scheffler back in the field in a short number, plus 360, half and then some of every other golfer in the field. You think going across the pond, next week's Open at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, near Rory McIlroy's hometown. Of course, we keep an eye on Rory at an 8-1 number. Last year's champion golfer of the year, winning the Open Championship, Xander Schauffele at 18-1. So let's get into it here as we look at the odds board and maybe some early leans on the early line. Keith, who do you expect to have a good week over at the Scottish Open?
Well, hey, you know what, Scotty? Maybe a tale of 2 years. Last year, he was third. You know, a couple of years ago, he actually missed the cut, believe it or not. Rory, he just shaved his head. So take that for what you want. But that, you know, crossing the Atlantic cleanse, maybe Rory's he's ready for business. He's heading to Northern Ireland, his home golf course, Royal Portrush, next week. And he's been good at the Scottish Open. But I'm looking a little bit further down the board for my early leans on the early line. And the first guy, sometimes they talk about change not being great for professional golfers. But you know what? Colin Morikawa, sitting at plus 2,500 on the board, around guys like Tommy Fleetwood and others that basically just don't win, Morikawa has been a good links player. And you know what? He was eighth at the Rockets, so we know he's in good form. But there's been a lot of drama surrounding Colin lately, right? You know, like there's a lot of drama going on with this light right now in my background. But I'm neither here nor there on this. Here's the thing. Colin switched caddies again this week. And I love the guy that he picked, Billy Foster, an Englishman, right? A very direct guy, a no-nonsense guy. Colin's been dealing with a lot of drama. And the fact of the matter is that I think he needs a guy that says, hey, hit the 8-iron, or the putt breaks here, or hey, let's move on. I know you made a bad score, or you made a good score. Don't get too high. I love this move, and I think it could cause some like immediate results for Colin, so I'm getting behind Colin. The second guy is an Englishman, Matt Fitzpatrick. And uniquely enough, when Matt won the U.S. Open, Billy Foster was his caddy. But that's not the reason why I'm taking him. You look at the betting board, starting the week, FanDuel, plus 4,500 on Fitzpatrick. He's all the way down to plus 3,500. I'm not the only one thinking this. In six trips to the Renaissance Club, he's got a couple top 10s. He's got a 14th. He's a good, solid English United Kingdom player. I love Fitzpatrick over there. Last couple starts, a 17th. And in eighth, the game is in good form. Put him on the fescue slow greens over there, and I think he finds a little form and maybe some magic come Sunday.
It's going to be a great week over at the Scottish Open. And then, of course, we turn our attention to Northern Ireland in the Open Championship next week from Royal Portrush. And Keith will be here to break it all down. Keith, as always, we appreciate the time, my man. Looking forward to what happens this week over in Scotland. And of course, golf's fourth and final major next week. All right, plenty more to come on the early line. We'll go around Major League Baseball up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Plenty of baseball to break down over these next few segments, live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid from the brilliant baseball mind of one Donnie Wrightside. We look forward to this full slate Wednesday around MLB. A slightly earlier start today, DRS, at least as I am seeing it here. A little bit after 5 p.m. Eastern time in Detroit between the Tigers and the Rays. Detroit has taken the opening two games of this week. They have won five in a row. Yeah. And now can they win three straight against Tampa? They are favored to do so. Reese Olson on the bump. Minus 146 is that updated price. Total is 8. What's the play in Motown on this Wednesday?
Yeah, the bats are scaring me here for Tampa Bay. Outside of Tampa Bay these past two games up there in Detroit, they really haven't recovered. One run and two runs here, not enough to get it done. And when you're playing a team as good and as balanced as the Detroit Tigers, that's not going to work. Yeah. But the key is, can the bats bounce back today? Zach Littell is going to be on the mound. How about a 95 xFIP minus over the past 60 days and a 2.84 ERA, which equates to a 3.88 xFIP number? He's been pretty good, but you take a look at Reese Olson. His last 60 days, been a 2.51 ERA, a 96 xFIP minus, and a 3.93 xFIP number. So for me, I look at this and say, I got burned the past 2 days thinking that the better side, or should I say the more valuable side, getting plus money was Tampa Bay. I'm not going to go against it today. Do I love the minus 144? No, I don't. But it seems like a getaway day, 70 degree temperatures, you like that. Yeah. Crosswind, more of a right field flagpole to left field flagpole. So it really shouldn't impact. But I think Detroit's better. But I look at that 8. I don't know if we get the 9 runs today. Two decent pitchers on the mound, and we're not going off of the Tigers' offense. I'm going on what I've been presented from Tampa Bay for the past couple nights here. I just don't see a lot of it there. I'd be surprised if we get the 9 runs. We'll keep it to the under in Motown today.
This is looking for a three-game series sweep for Detroit. They've got the day off tomorrow. They welcome in the Mariners for their final weekend set before the All-Star break. The Rays have been on the road now for their second consecutive series. Quick turnaround for Tampa. They fly to Boston tonight. They take on the Red Sox, their divisional foes, for a four-game set in Fenway to end out the first half, if you will, before the All-Star break. The hottest team in baseball, DRS, that's the Blue Jays. Some day baseball on the south side of Chicago. Toronto looks for 11 consecutive wins, minus 156, the favorites to do so against the Sox. Total 8.5. The Jays are one win shy of their franchise best win streak. That would be 11 wins, matching that record in franchise history. Will the Blue Jays accomplish that today in Chicago?
You would think so. And forget about even the pitching matchups. Just a really good baseball team against a bad baseball team. One team looking to close out the first half, or the unofficial first half of the first season, first half of the season before we get to the All-Star break. And that's Toronto. They've been hot. Now you take a look at that total at 8.5. It's hard to take it under the way the Toronto bats have really woken up. But here's the issue that we have. Like Adrian Houser, he's got a 97 xFIP minus, which is right around average for the past 60 days. But how about a 1.60 ERA? Which is pretty impressive in a 3.97 xFIP number. You take a look at Eric Lauer. He's a slippery left-handed pitcher, 95 xFIP minus and a 2.51 ERA. So if you're just using those old school metrics saying, hey, man, I don't know if we get to 9 runs, but again, it's hard to doubt the bats of the Toronto Blue Jays right now. But here's the one thing that I do know. One team is streaking and very good right now. One team is just really bad. And you look at the lineup here that doesn't hit left-handed pitching all that well for the White Sox. So maybe just keeping it simple and saying, ride that streak, because I would be surprised if Toronto loses today. Now, we don't know exactly what the lineup is going to be. In day games, sometimes it'd be tricky where some key players might sit down. But instead of messing with the total, saying, like, ooh, I hope maybe they don't score, like, just take Toronto to win again. Good baseball team, bad baseball team. Trust them to win it. Minus 154. It's not a crazy price on this. Extend that streak. Yeah. Extend. How about that?
Their 10th straight win yesterday, DRS, in only 7 innings, a rain-shortened game, and still played at 6 runs against the Sox. Can the Dodgers snap now a 5-game slide, or will the Brewers pick up a sweep today with some afternoon baseball in Milwaukee? Good news for the Dodgers, who is on the bump for the first time since late April, making his return, who has been their de facto ace, Tyler Glasnow, at least on paper. Minus 158 as Glasnow makes his first start since April 27th. What can we expect out of Glasnow? And will it result in the Dodgers snapping this 5-game skid?
I think they do snap out of it today. Like, you had the Miz on the mound yesterday. It's like, ooh, man, left-handed pitcher, really tough. You have the opposite on the mound today. Soft-tossing Jose Quintana. Now, here's the issue. He doesn't strike anybody out, which means the ball should be in play. But he is a crafty veteran pitcher. But if you're just trusting the analytics, 28 pitchers on the card today for me, Ben, over the past 60 days, minimum of 10 innings pitched. You know who's number 26? That's Jose Quintana on that card. Yeah. I do think the Dodger bats break out in this game. And you know what? I'm going to trust Tyler Glasnow not to go 3 innings, give up 6 earned runs today. Mm. Bounce back for the Dodgers. I'll trust Glasnow, even though I probably shouldn't. Mm.
5 starts this year for Glasnow, but his first since late April. Plenty more baseball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on this Wednesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. Another full slate on this Wednesday around Major League Baseball. So helping us break it all down, we are pleased to welcome on Danny Vietti, live right here to TEL, the host of the Wake and Rake podcast for the Believe Podcast Network. We're glad to have him here on this Wednesday to go all around the bigs. Danny, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you bet, fellas. Appreciate you having me.
So let's dive right in, Danny. A game we just hit on briefly right before the commercial break. Good news for the Dodgers, who are now in some desperate need of those good tidings. They have lost 5 consecutive games, but Tyler Glasnow set to make his return for the first time since late April to the bump today. The Dodgers hoping to avoid the sweep in Milwaukee against the Brew Crew. They are favored to do so, Danny, in the total at 8.5. It's good to see the Dodgers having Tyler Glasnow back in L.A. reflected in price as a favorite to avoid that sweep and snap their slide today against the Brewers. But how much can we trust Glasnow in his first start since late April?
Yeah, it's going to be a short leash for Glasnow. This is a guy that has not just injuries this season, but this is a guy that has a very lengthy injury history across his Major League Baseball career. So Glasnow's dominant. He's a guy, I don't know what his over-under strikeout totals is set at this juncture. I think that would be a smarter play than, say, whatever his innings pitch over-under might be, because that's the kind of electric stuff that he possesses regardless of what he's dealing with. Discomfort-wise, health-wise, he's got strikeout stuff. And Milwaukee, the opposite of that would be that Milwaukee is a team that doesn't strike out nearly as much as most of the teams in the league. They have one of the better strikeout rates in baseball. But again, Glasnow is a guy that goes out there looking to strike out guys. He's not going out there to try to pitch 7-8 innings, especially with a restricted pitch count. So to answer your question, pitch count wise, it's going to be limited. But for the Dodgers perspective, this is a team that has dealt with injuries to that starting rotation all season long. So they're hoping, they got Ohtani back now, they got Glasnow back now, they still got Yamamoto into the fold. So they're hoping to get healthy as they creep near the deadline so they can have an idea of what their roster is going to look like post-deadline as they creep towards the playoffs.
Yeah.
And certainly, Danny, who would have thought that we'd be heading into like the Major League Baseball All-Star break with the Dodgers on a losing streak? Probably expect them to be on a 10-game win streak here with how talented that team is. We'll see if they have a bounce-back performance. Let's get out to the West Coast. Another NL West team, San Francisco, in unbelievable fashion last night. A walk-off, three-run, inside-the-park home run to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. You have that 3-1 lead courtesy of a Kyle Schwarber splashdown home run. Verlander versus Luzardo on the mound tonight. A slight favorite towards the Philadelphia Phillies, but right now, the Phillies just can't hit. Does it creep up today where they go, hey, Verlander's on the mound? That's a guy we might be able to hit today.
Yeah, Patrick Bailey, of all the players to hit an inside the park home run, I don't think he would have been near the top of the list. He probably would have been near the bottom. A guy that's hit all season, .170, has one of the lowest OPSs in the league. And, oh, by the way, he's a catcher, so he's probably not the fleetest of feet either. In San Francisco, I mean, that ball went, I think, 420 feet. It just hit off that brick wall. Pretty remarkable stuff. It was the first time in MLB history that there was a leadoff inside the park home run, which was done by Lawrence Butler over in Sacramento, and a walk-off inside the park home run in the same day with Patrick Bailey. But yeah, looking ahead, Verlander has struggled. He gave up 6 runs in his last start. He really just hasn't been able to, show the Verlander stuff that he has in the previous career. And we knew that going in. You know, it would be wrong for us to assume that Justin Verlander at 41 years old is Justin Verlander of his previous days. So the Phillies have struggled a little bit offensively. They've dealt with some injuries. They finally got Bryce Harper off the IL about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. He's still looking to get things going. Castellanos is hitting the ball well right now. Contact-wise, the power numbers haven't quite been there. Similarly with Alec Bohm, the power numbers haven't quite been there with him. I think right now the guys are making solid contact. They're hitting singles. I think the OPS and slug percentage is really what Philly is most concerned about, because these are guys that like to slug. Your Schwarbers, your Castellanos, your Harpers, your maybe Alec Bohm hasn't shown the pop that we hoped we would see. But I think for Philly, it's less about contact. It's less about singles. It's really getting back to going gap to gap and hitting the ball over the fence like they were 2 years ago when they were in the NLCS.
Schwarbaum had the homer late, splashed down in San Francisco, only for that 3-run walk-off inside the park home run for Patrick Bailey. Our first walk-off homer inside the park variety since 2016 in Major League Baseball. All right, Danny, let's keep going around the diamond. We head to Camden Yards in Baltimore. Game number 2 of our midweek set between the Orioles and the Mets. Yesterday, New York rallying and then winning it in extras 7-6, courtesy of an RBI single and the game winner from Juan Soto. The Mets, of course, struggled to end out June, 3-13, dropped their opening game in July, but since Danny, have now won 5 of 6. They are favored on the road to make it 2 straight against Baltimore. What's the play tonight at Camden Yards?
Baltimore very quietly has kind of crept back into things. And you look at the standings, you might not think, all right, that's a bit of a stretch. You know, there's still 13 games back in the American League East. But when you think about it, like, do you truly, as a fan, as an analyst, do you truly trust Toronto at the top of that division, who are 16 games over 500? Yeah, 10-game win streak, I think it is now, and they absolutely deserve our respect. Call me a hater all you want, but this is a team that hasn't shown an ability to stay atop that division. Right underneath there, you have the New York Yankees, 3.5 games back in that division. The Yankees, they got off to a really good start, but I was kind of preaching this. I didn't want to die on the hill. But the Yankees on paper are a very decent team. They're not a great team. They have to have everything go right. They have to have Aaron Judge go on a hot streak. They have to have Carlos Rodon make a great start. They have to have everything click for them to be a successful team. When everything doesn't go well for the Yankees, they're decent. I would argue that the Tampa Bay Rays, at least at this juncture, is probably the most consistent team in that division, them along with Toronto. Again, they deserve some more respect than I'm giving them right now. But Baltimore, since June 1st, they're 19-14. And this is a Baltimore Orioles team that coming into this season, they were considered one of the favorites to win that division. And all of a sudden, they get off the rails a little bit to start the season. Adley Rutschman hasn't played up to his potential. Gunnar Henderson wasn't playing up to his potential. And these young guys, a lot of them, a guy like Jordan Westberg was starting the season on the injured list. So this is a team that has all the talent in the world, and they're finally starting to play up to that potential. And I'm not saying that they're going to win the American League East this year. It's still 13 games back. But right now, I have a feeling the odds are very much against Baltimore. And if you're looking to kind of hit lightning in a bottle with a sports bet, maybe Baltimore could be that answer.
Yeah, we'll see if those bats wake up. High expectations coming into the season. We'll keep with another New York team here quickly with you. Also, Seattle and New York. Evans going up against Schlitter, a Major League Baseball debut today for a kid that's been in the minor league system. 14 starts this year, a 2.82 ERA, which is good. But got lumped up a little bit in his last start in AAA. Major League debut in the Bronx as a favorite today for the Yankees. 9.5 as the total. The Bronx Bombers busted out last night. Aaron Judge hit a home run. Even Cal Raleigh got one late in that game for the Mariners. Are expectations high again for more runs in the Bronx today, do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. This is a team, like I kind of just mentioned, this is a team that's looking to get back on track, the New York Yankees. They just got Stroman back from the IL, which just, you know, it helps a rotation that's been kind of hindered, especially with Luis Gil starting the season on the injured list. Garrett Cole started the season on the injured list. I would argue that the Yankees have actually exceeded their expectations. Like I said, when you look at this team on paper, it's a solid team, but they're really missing that big bump in the middle of that lineup. They're missing that big bump in the middle of that starting rotation. A lot of the reason, because they don't have Garrett Cole. But you look at the rotation, Carlos Rodon, very good, possible all-star pitcher. Max Fried's been phenomenal this season. He's exceeded his expectations. After that, Will Warren, Marcus Stroman, you know, like decent. You look at the lineup. Jason Dominguez has been, you know, his OPS is hovering around 760. He's been decent. Aaron Judge, MVP. Cody Bellinger has been good, solid. They just got Stanton back. Goldschmidt has exceeded expectations. This is a team, like I mentioned, I think if they exceed expectations, which is a lot to ask for a complete roster, they're going to be a playoff team. But right now, they're kind of hitting the skids a little bit, and those players that were exceeding expectations no longer are. So I personally think it's a bit of an uphill climb for New York. And I wasn't going to die on this hill, but I think the New York Yankees are limited to 1-1.
Dan, we got to take it a break. Thanks so much.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
A quadruple header Wednesday around the W, including a couple of early games in the afternoon hours. Have some lunch in the WNBA. And to help us break it all down, from CBS Sports and Sportsline, Calvin Wetzel joins us here on this Wednesday to go all around the WNBA. Calvin, a big day in the W, not just four games, but the expected return of one Caitlin Clark this afternoon in Indianapolis, noon Eastern time in Indy for the Fever and the Valkyrie. We appreciate the time, Calvin. Thanks for being here on TEL.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. It's such a fun slate to break down when we get these all-day hoops, you know, morning to evening. I love it.
So we'll get to the Valkyries and the Fever in just a moment in Indianapolis, but let's go in order, and let's start with our first game in the Wednesday matinee. That's 11 a.m. Eastern in Connecticut between the Sun and the Storm. Now, Calvin, if you've been following the WNBA the last few years, you might look at Connecticut in the cellar of the standings at 2-16 and see a 17-point spread today in favor of Seattle on the road and think, what's going on with Connecticut? Well, a lot of roster change this offseason. Alyssa Thomas gone, Dawana Bonner gone, head coach Steph White now works in Indiana. And because of it, as I mentioned, that 2-16 record. A lot of roster change, a lot of turnover for Connecticut year over year. But what has been the biggest issue for the Sun in 2025, resulting in this very large spread today against Seattle?
It's just been cohesiveness. Like you said, with all the roster turnover, they've been one of the best teams in the league for the last several years, but they lost basically the entire core. And the one piece that they brought back was Marina Mabry, and she's been hurt for the last several games and is out again for this one. So it's been really tough to just kind of gel and for them to integrate some of these pieces. And they're relying on a lot of rookies who have, at times have looked impressive and at times have looked like rookies. You have Anissa Morrow, Sanaya Rivers, players like that, J.C. Sheldon, a young player, some of these players who haven't been in the league in quite a while, like Haley Peters. So it's just been really tough, I think, for them, not just from a talent standpoint now on paper, but also from a chemistry standpoint to really get things rolling.
It's been interesting to watch like things play out that way too, but the team is on sale. Where are they going to move? You know, do they have the right aspects there on their team? And we'll get it to that. That should be an easy victory. But I think the game of the day, and how about this? A noon start midweek on a Wednesday, the Valkyries versus the Indiana Fever, and all eyes on the prize because the Fever certainly are ratings and they mean extra ratings when Caitlin Clark is back. The expectations here are for her to play today. Have you heard the same thing, Calvin? And also, what are those expectations for you if she does play today?
Yeah, it does look like she is going to suit up for this one, which is good news. I expect her to play well. You know, she's been in kind of a slump this year, and of course part of that was the different injuries that she sustained, but also we saw right before that last injury she was on a 1-for-23 from three. A lot of those games were on the road. And the one game that she did come back from injury, the first injury that she sustained, she absolutely went off at home on national TV against the, at the time, first place New York Liberty. She has been good at home and she has been good when she's rested. She has just struggled to hit shots when she's going on those short turnaround road trips. So the fact that they've taken their time with her and rightfully so have been very cautious with her and not rushed her back, I think is going to really benefit her in this one. Now, the Valkyries defense has been extremely tough, top two defensive rating in the league, even as an expansion team. And the last time they played, they really did a good job of smothering her. But now, again, rested and at home, I do think it's a good spot for her to come back and return with a bang. So I'm looking for a big game out of her today.
A couple of those prop looks for CC, 17.5 points, 8.5 dimes, 2.5 made threes, as Calvin was referencing, 1-of-23 from three in her final three games before that groin injury has sidelined Caitlin Clark for her last five. She has missed 10 total games this year, first the quad, now the groin. Being injured has not been something Caitlin Clark has been used to throughout her basketball playing career. Played in every game last year despite the tight turnaround from the end of her collegiate days and every single game inside Carver Hawkeye and Iowa City during her time playing for the Hawks. All right, as we move it forward, four games, as we have talked about, Calvin, around the WNBA today, and a really good one. Also in the afternoon hours, locally in downtown Phoenix, it's the Mercury and the Lynx. The Lynx, the best team in the W this year, 17-2. 7-point road favorite today in the Valley against Phoenix. But keep an eye on the Mercury, tied for that second best mark, now at 13-6. The game today, Calvin, as you see the headline there, might this be a potential WNBA Finals preview?
It's certainly got a shot. The Liberty still are certainly in that running as well. Once they get Jonquel Jones back, they've been struggling without her, but she should be back at a minimum for that playoff run, if not end of the regular season. But the Mercury have been so impressive, and they've dealt with injuries of their own right, more than Jonquel Jones even, when you look at the number of players that they've had to deal with in and out of the rotation. And again, tonight, they're without two of their big three. Alyssa Thomas is playing. Kalia Copper and Satu Sabli are out, as they were last game. But Nate Tibbetts continues to do an amazing job with this team, just kind of putting all the pieces together and running extremely beautiful and crisp offense no matter who's in the lineup. So absolutely this team has a chance to make some noise and maybe even make a finals run and turn this into a finals preview tonight. I love what this Mercury team has done, and I think they've been one of the best stories in the league.
Four games on tap today, 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 3:30 in the nightcap tonight. The Dallas Wings struggling on the season, maybe as expected here, some injuries there, but certainly a promising future, taking on the Chicago Sky. And Angel Reese has been sensational the past week to week and a half here. The expectations for the Wings and Sky for you tonight here, Calvin.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. I think it's rightfully around a pick 'em or a 1-point spread here when you look at the Sky are a little bit of a better team and a little bit healthier. Well, like you said, Arike Ogunbowale is out. Some other players, Dejounte Carrington for the Wings. But at the same time, the Sky are on a back-to-back, and we talked about it off air. They had to travel in between these back-to-backs where you have to hop on a plane after a hard-fought game. They lost at the very end last night. And then turn around and play this one. That's a tough ask, even as well as Angel Reese is playing. So I think this is going to be a close one. Could go either way.
Six straight double-doubles for Angel Reese, despite the loss yesterday in D.C. 22 points, 15 boards. She's been hooping. Calvin Wetzel, thanks so much for being here, man. We appreciate the time. We're on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Putting a bow on a couple of conversations we have had today over these 3 hours on the early line on Sports Grid as we round out our show. I'm Ben Stevens. We look at those WNBA championship odds, a quadruple header today. There's been some conversation, of course, around the Indiana Fever without Caitlin Clark. In the five games she has missed, the Fever have won three of them, including the upset in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup in Minneapolis against the first place Lynx. Are the Fever better without Caitlin Clark? It's an asinine comment. It's an asinine thought. Do not allow yourself to be drawn into that. It would be one thing if Caitlin Clark was ball dominant and was a ball hog. She set a WNBA record for the most assists in a single season last year during her rookie campaign. At her core, she is a facilitator, and then she gives us those special moments in the trademark logo shots that have been a part of her illustrious career. It is interesting now, though, if Clark can remain healthy, already missing 10 games this year, by far the most she has ever missed in a single season of her basketball playing days, what the Fever's outlook is for the remainder of this year. You heard from Calvin Wetzel in our previous segment. The Liberty got a win yesterday at home against the Aces, but that was without Asia Wilson for Las Vegas in the second half. It has not been crystal clear for our reigning WNBA champs this season in New York. Breanna Stewart, the reigning MVP, has not looked great. And the Liberty have been struggling without Double J and Jonquel Jung. Still 13-6. Everything is a struggle relative to our expectations. The Minnesota Lynx have been lights out. They are 17-2 outright. They are 11-0 outright at home, not counting the Commissioner's Cup loss at home because it doesn't count to your regular season record. But the Lynx have been great. I bet them a few weeks ago, as I have shared, closer to a 3-1 price. It's now plus 195. But you see the Fever there, tied for the third best number alongside one of the better stories this year in the W, that being the Phoenix Mercury. If Caitlin Clark is healthy, can Indiana make that run? They made the offseason improvements. They added DeJuan Bonner. Well, she's gone. She's now in Phoenix. But Aaliyah Boston, an all-star. Kelsey Mitchell, an all-star. You've got some great pieces around the rest of this Fever squad and a proven head coach in Stephanie White that can certainly get the job done. If Caitlin Clark remains healthy, track that price on the Fever to win a WNBA title. It is plus 650 as it stands. All right, elsewhere in sports. Big day today, of course, in Major League Baseball on this Wednesday. A full slate around the bigs. We talked about a game up in the Bronx. The Mariners and the Yankees. good game, right? Two teams battling for wild card spots as it stands. New York trying to get back in the divisional race. 3.5 games trailing. The red hot Blue Jays, who have won 10 straight, likely to make it 11 in a row, favored to do so in Chicago. The Yankees favored at home today. They trail by 3.5 games and yet are still the divisional favorites at plus 100 to win the American League East. Those even money favorites. The Yanks have the second best price to win the American League pennant as well. Seattle in a wild card spot, holding off the Red Sox by a game, where things stand. And it's interesting, though, when you have the Pinstripes and the M's competing, because it's not just about these teams in the final week before the All-Star break. Of course, it is that two-player race in the home run race around Major League Baseball. We haven't seen these sort of numbers by the time we get to the All-Star break in the middle of July in quite some time. It's Big Dumper, and it's the captain, number 99 in pinstripes. Cal Raleigh first for Seattle, 36 home runs. Hit a long ball yesterday at Yankee Stadium. Sure, his M's did fall 10-3. Aaron Judge, not the main power force yesterday. That was Giancarlo Stanton and Austin Wells expanding that lead for New York, but Aaron Judge did go deep as well. 36 homers for Cal Raleigh this year, the most in the bigs. 34 home runs for Aaron Judge. Again, this kind of reminds us of the late 90s, right? Those great home run races in a foregone era of Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge remains the hefty favorite to win the American League MVP award, as has been the case all year, minus 1,500. Big Dumper Cal Raleigh, second best price at 7-1. But as Raleigh continues to hold off Judge in the MLB home run race, how will that continue to play out the remainder of this season? Raleigh today to hit a home run at Yankee Stadium, plus 164. Aaron Judge, second best number, but incredibly short as well at plus 176. And yet it is Judge trailing Raleigh by two home runs for that MLB lead that is a minus money, minus 155 favorite to lead all the bigs in homers this year. It's important for Cal Raleigh to take advantage of the warm weather on the East Coast when he's playing out of the Pacific Northwest. The early line returns tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, here on Sportsbook.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.